If you would, in your Bible, turn with me to the Acts of the Apostles, the book of Acts, chapter 1. Giving glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to again teach and proclaim the Word of God. Again, if you would, turn in your Bible to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And we're going to read the first 11 verses of that chapter, starting, of course, at verse 1 on down to verse 11. Acts chapter 1. Starting at verse 1 of chapter 1 of Acts. And of course, I'm reading from the New King James Version as usual. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Therefore, when he had come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Verse 9. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." May God bless the reading of his word. I want to call your attention to verse 8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And this morning, let us focus on verse 8 there, as the Holy Spirit will guide, using the message title, Witness Testimony. Witness Testimony. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for your word and for your word's guidance, your word's light, your word's life. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that you have given us today. And we ask you, Lord God, to allow this word to blossom in our hearts. And we ask you to allow this word, Lord, to not just be words that we retain, but words that we live by, that we are not just hearers of your words, but doers of your word. And so by your mighty power, God, and by your Spirit, I pray, Lord God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in your sight. You are our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. A witness is someone who has knowingly and willfully chosen to tell the truth about a matter, anytime and any place. A witness is willing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. A good witness will agree to tell the truth no matter the cost, even if the truth makes them look bad, or if the truth makes their family look bad, or if the truth makes their friend look bad. And that's what witnesses do. They testify. Witnesses have a testimony. And when we as Christians are telling the world how we came to know God through the moving of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, that is us giving our testimony. That is us being a witness. Our text this morning comes from Acts chapter 1. Now, the book of Acts was also written by Luke, the same writer of the Gospel of Luke. And that is why in verse 1 it opens talking about the former account. That former account is the book of Luke. And the book of Acts, it starts with Jesus after he has gone to the cross and has risen from the dead. We know from the four Gospels, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as well as here in the book of Acts, that we know that Jesus had appeared to his disciples a number of times for 40 days after he rose from the dead. And here in Acts chapter 1, at the end of those 40 days, and just before he returned to heaven, Jesus, he was explaining to his disciples what they were to do after his departure. And what he said to them, he also says to us. He left us on the earth that we might be his witnesses. He left us to provide witness testimony. And if you do not get anything from this message this morning, just know that we are his witnesses. We have a witness testimony. Jesus uses people like us to convince other people like us to believe in him. We are his witnesses to convince a dying, unbelieving world that they must turn to Jesus. Now, the book of Acts, again, this is a story of the beginning of the Church of Jesus Christ. The entire book shows an increasing expansion of the church from its starting point right here in Jerusalem in chapter 1. The book of Acts tells how the faith shifted from being predominantly Jewish people and just Israel to becoming predominantly Gentile and a worldwide church. And this first century church here that starts in Acts chapter 1, they didn't have all the things that we consider necessary in this country today for a church to have success: buildings and wealth and influence and status and legal protection and so forth. But they did have one thing. They had power. The power of God. And what began with 120 people in Acts chapter 1, within one generation had spread throughout the world, and it all spread because of their witness testimony. We're focusing on verse 8 in Acts chapter 1. Verse 8 emphasizes two things we need to know. Number one, the Holy Spirit empowers believers. And then number two, those Spirit-filled believers witness about Jesus to the world. You know, to walk this walk, we need power, the power of the Holy Spirit. And with that power, you can become a witness of Jesus. You can share the word of God with people. You can talk about what he has done for you. You can share how he changed your life. You can tell how he guides you day by day. You can tell how he gives you strength to face your trials. You can tell how he gives you courage to conquer your fears. You can tell how he has found you in your sin and gave you a brand new life. You know, speaking up about Jesus seems frightening to many people. What makes people hesitate, though, to share their faith? That's a question. Some think, I don't know what to say, or some think questions, or some think I'm afraid that I might fail. But greatest of them all, and most common, is fear of this, the fear of being rejected. But if you were to go back to Matthew chapter 10, verse 33, you will find that Jesus said that whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Before you can speak up for Jesus, you got to forget your fears. You got to trust God to use you and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you, and then just speak up for Jesus. And you will find that it is so easy to do. We're talking this morning about witness testimony. Now, the Apostle John, he wrote in Revelation that he heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death." There's power in your testimony. A witness of Jesus cooperates with the Holy Spirit in telling others about Jesus. And all Jesus needs is a little cooperation from his people. And when he gets our cooperation, it changes the world. So as I move to my conclusion, you know, and I've said this before, in our country's legal system, if you become a witness and require protection because of your witness testimony, there is what is called the Witness Protection Program. The Witness Protection Program gives protection of a witness who will give valuable testimony that can bring them harm because of it. Especially when it involves a criminal becoming a witness, that person has to confess any and all crimes that he has committed himself, knowing that in exchange for his witness testimony, he will get a break on his sentence. The Witness Protection Program is available to the witness before they give their testimony, while they give their testimony, and then after they give their testimony. In this country, the Witness Protection Program will give witnesses a new place to reside. It will give them education. It will give them on-the-job training. It will give them a new identity, and it will give them an altogether new life. And I just want to close this message by letting you know that once you are a witness of Jesus, you will become part of Jesus's Witness Protection Program. His Witness Protection Program gives his witnesses new identities as God's children. His Witness Protection Program gives his witnesses an eternal home in heaven. His Witness Protection Program gives his witnesses education and on-the-job training through his word and his spirit to do his work. Jesus said he would be with us. That's part of his Witness Protection Program. Matthew chapter 8 says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This is not just a command, but it's a promise, too, that we will have the presence of Jesus. Jesus said he will never leave us. He will always be with us. And with his presence comes his protection for being his witnesses. Jesus watches over his witnesses every minute from heaven. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3 says this, that the Lord is faithful, and he will establish you and guard you against the evil one. He has promised that he will never leave you or forsake you. He has promised to protect you. God says to us in Isaiah chapter 43 that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. So your brother is just saying this morning. Share your testimony. Share how God has been good to you. Share your story. Share what Bible that you know, and then seek every day to learn more and more from that Bible. Be a witness for Jesus. give your witness testimony. The good thing is that if you're not a witness, you can become one today. The good thing is that if you are not in his witness protection program, you can become a part of it today. And you can have all the protection and all the benefits from heaven that heaven can provide today if you would only provide your witness testimony. Our Father in heaven, Lord God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for allowing us to be witnesses of Jesus. And God, we pray that our witness is true, that we are able, Lord God, to be witnesses everywhere, in our homes, on the job, in the schoolhouse, no matter where it is, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be witnesses of you and to be faithful witnesses indeed. God, I pray for boldness for each and every one that is on this call, Lord God, that we are bold in our witness of you, that we let our light so shine that men and women may see our good work, but not give us the glory, but give you the glory in heaven. And God, I pray, Lord God, that we all leave this call encouraged and equipped and ready, Lord, to be witnesses, not having necessarily even to be Bible scholars, but to just share our testimony, to just share what God, what you have done for us. So God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart have been acceptable in your sight. I pray for each and every one on this call that though we may leave this place, this call, but not your presence, that God, you are with us and will help us as we provide witness testimony. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.